ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहना भवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। सूर्यो यथा सर्वलोकस्य चक्षुर्नलिप्यते चाक्षुषैर्बाह्यदोषैः, एकस्तथा सर्वभूतान्तरात्मा न लिप्यते लोकदुःखेन बाह्यः। द लिटरल मीनिंग वी अंडरस्टूड वेरी क्लियरली, सन लाइट इल्यूमिनिंग ऑल द ऑब्जेक्ट्स इज नॉट टच्ड अफेक्टेड are polluted or tainted by the illumined objects and their defects and their attributes. Similarly, here, Atma, the all-pervasive Atma, illumining the material objects also, though inseparably associated, though inseparably Atma is with all the objects, in and through pervading the objects, still Atma is not touched by, affected by the limitations or attributes or impurities of the material objects. So Atma is subject of absolute purity. Atma is not tainted. Asangatvam is the very nature of the Atma. The reason given was, Atma is the only absolute reality. Atma is pervasive of everything, means everything is pervaded by the Atma, is anatma, and that anatma is mithya. Anatma has no independent existence of its own. Therefore, though Atma is pervasive of anatma, though Atma is non-distant from anatma, still Atma is not tainted or touched by the anatma, the defects or impurities are the attributes of the anatma. Because anatma being mithya, atma being satyam, atma anatma are of two orders of reality. Therefore, mithya, the defect doshas of mithya anatma things cannot touch or afflict the satya atma. This is the lesson we understood literally. How did seeing the Bhashyam? Yesterday I did explain, but still some confusion is there for some people. They requested to clarify. I'm redoing the Bhashyam today, what we saw yesterday. Anyway, the content is very clear. Atma as pure knowledge, pure awareness, as the absolute reality, the presence of which lends existence to the so-called doshas, the limitations, impurities, attributes, the forms and functions, is not at all affected by, touched by anything. That fact is very clear. The teaching conveyed by the mantra is very clear already, but still, as we are committed to understand the Bhashyam, I'm going to redo the Bhashyam which you read yesterday. Okay, to make it very clear. So here, I'm reading the Bhashyam again. Suryaha yatha chakshushaha alokena upakaram kurvan. We leave the yatha just as we leave. Suryaha alokena chakshushaha upakaram karoti. Sun is doing the help for all the eyes of all the living beings. In seeing, perceiving the objects. How? By his mere presence. Mutra Purishadi Ashuchi Prakashanena. The first thing we understood, sun is helping the eyes of all the beings in perceiving the objects, in seeing the objects. Object is not mentioned, that's the meaning of the first sentence. Then Mutra Purishadi means all the dirty things such as urine, excreted things, etc. Ashuchi, they're all ashuchi means dirty things such as urine, excreted things, etc. Prakashanam means illumining. Prakashanena. Mutra Purisha Adi Ashuchi Prakashanena. By illumining the dirty things, such as urine, etc., or excreted things, etc. Suryaha na lipyate. Sun is not touched, tainted by the attributes of the dirty things. Foul smell or even the anything, whatever the undesirable attributes of the dirty things are there. Sun is not affected by them. Na lipyate. Mutra purishadi ashuchi prakashanena suryaha na lipyate. Sun is not tainted, affected. Tad darshinaha sarvalokasa chakshuhu api. Even chakshuhu api sun. In spite of remaining as the eye of the seeing eyes of all the people. Tad darshinaha sarvalokasya chakshuhu api san. In spite of remaining as or being the sun, eye, sun is the eye of the eyes of all the people. Why? Because only presence of this light, eyes can see. Therefore, sun is said to be the eye of the entire world, means eye of all the people of the world. Tad darshinaha sarvalokasya chakshuhu sun api na lipyate. Though sun is the eye of the entire world, eye of the entire world means eye of all the people who see through their eyes. तद्दर्शिनः सर्वलोकस्य सन् इस् दि ऐ आफ् दि ऐ आफ् आल् द पीपल् हु सी in spite of being eye of all the people who see, still sunlight is not affected, touched by the any attributes of even the dirty things such as urine, etc. This meaning the first sentence. It is not tainted by what? Then again we see. Chakshushaihi doshaihi. Na lipyate. Suryaha chakshushaihi doshaihi na lipyate. Sun is not affected by or tainted by the doshas of perceptible objects perceptible through the eyes. When you say sun is not affected by the object perceptible through the eyes, means what? Sun is not affected by the attributes or the doshas of the illumined objects. Suryaha chakshushaihi doshaihi na lipyate. Sun is not affected or tainted by the perceptible objects. Objects perceptible to the eyes means all the perceptible objects are illumined objects only. Therefore, sun is not affected or tainted by the objects illumined. Sun is not affected, tainted by the doshas of the illumined objects. That's the meaning when you say chakshushaihi doshaihi na lipyate. Then, ashuchyadi darshana nimittaihi doshaihi na lipyate. Father said, chakshushaihi doshaihi na lipyate, I explained. Sun is not affected by the defects, the doshas of the perceptible illumined objects. Then, ashuchyadi darshana nimittaihi doshaihi na lipyate. Sun is not affected, tainted by the defects of objects by perceiving them. I'm not by the perceptible objects, by illumining them. Sun is not tainted by the objects by illumining them or by associating with the objects. Sunlight is there everywhere. Sunlight is all pervasive. Therefore, naturally, sunlight is in association with all the objects illumined, all the objects are brought to light in the sunlight. So, ashuchyadi darshana nimittaihi doshaihi na lipyate. Sun is not tainted by the objects by illumining them. Illumining the object becomes the cause for being affected by the defects of the object. But sun is not affected. By perceiving the objects, by perceiving the objects, by illumining the objects, By coming in contact with the objects, it is possible for the sunlight to be affected, but sun is not affected by the objects or the defects of the objects. By coming in contact with them, by associating with them, by illumining them, it said, darshana, ashuchyadi, darshana nimittaihi, doshaihi na lipyate. Then, adhyatmikaihi, papa doshaihi, na lipyate. Adhyatmikaihi, papa doshaihi, na lipyate. So here, and bahyaihi, ashuchyadi samsarga doshaihi na lipyate. Adhyatmikaihi papa doshaihi na lipyate. Bahyaihi samsarga doshaihi na lipyate. Here, the two types of objects. Two types of objects means, here even the sun is only illumining. Sun does not see, actually, only illumining. So the whole Bhashyam is for us to understand the Atma only here. So seeing is illumining, but illumining is not seeing. When it says sun illumines the opaque things, sun does not see the objects. Whereas when we say, I see see the light or an object through my eyes, means seeing is illumining, bringing the object to light. Therefore, the word is very carefully used here. But let us understand. Adhyatmikaha doshaha, then papa doshaha. So papa doshaihi na lipyate, adhyatmikaihi doshaihi na lipyate. What does it mean here? There are objects in the world which should be choicelessly perceived sometimes. Drashtavya Vishayaha. We understand. Drashtavya Vishayaha means the objects which must be choicelessly perceived. Helplessly perceived. There are objects which must be choicelessly, helplessly perceived. They are drashtavya vishayaha. Drashtavya vishayaha or drishta vishayaha means objects which must be choicelessly, helplessly perceived. Even if you do not want to perceive, but they must be perceived sometimes. They must be smelt, they must be heard, they must be seen. They are drishta vishayaha or drashtavya vishayaha. Suppose you are walking on the road. You have to walk only through a given road. You have no choice. The only road, you have to go to a given place. And this is the only road you have to go through. And you are walking through that road. And on the road, there is some toilet. Or on the road, some ditch. And the ditch smell comes. People in England may not know, but I'm talking generally. And on the road, somewhere nearby, or a chemical factory. Sometimes, even here in this country, in other foreign countries, we know that. Some chemical factories are there, sugar care industries are there. Then if you're going, you're driving on the road, you're walking on the road. And then suddenly the smell comes. What choice you have? You have no choice. Whether you like it, you do not like it. Still, some foul smell coming from the sugarcane factories or some sort of some chemical industries, because chemical industry may be there for 5 kilometers away, but still the road now, which is some which is close to that place, that the smell comes. Do you have any choice? You can put your kerchief, you can cover, still you can't help. You have to smell. Such choicelessly, helplessly must be perceived things, objects, and their doshas. Such objects are said to be drashtavyaha vishayaha. So we can say the objects which must be perceived, which must be experienced choicelessly, helplessly. They are drashtavya vishayaha. And adrashtavya vishayaha or adrushta vishayaha. So this drashtavya vishayaha, let us take first. When you happen to perceive the objects choicelessly, helplessly, they are drashtavya vishayaha. By experiencing such foul smell or anything, of course there is knowledge of the foul smell, the experience of the foul smell. Still, the experience of the foul smell or the knowledge of the foul smell itself is possible only because of the blessing of the Atma. But Atma is not affected by, Atma is not touched by such bad smell. The Atma, because of whose presence the experience of foul smell is possible, bad smell is possible, unpleasant, undesirable smell is possible, that Atma is not affected, touched by that bad smell or undesirable foul smell. This is drashtavya, we can say drashtavya vishayaha. So similarly here, that's what is meant here. They are bahya doshaha. So either by perceiving or by coming in contact with or by associating with objects helplessly, choicelessly, Atma is affected by the defects of those doshas of those objects. So here sun also, by illumining such things, the Suryaha, by illumining such things, sun is not affected by such defects, tainted by such defects. And then adhyatmikaihi papadoshaihi. So bahya doshaha, bahya doshaihi na lipyate. Bahya doshaihi na lipyate. So bahya doshaha means the drashtavya doshaha, the doshas of objects which have to be perceived choicelessly, helplessly, but still it not affected. But adhyatmika doshaha means what? It's a technical term here. Don't take anything specially differently as you understood the meaning of the word adhyatmika. Adhyatmika doshaha, when you say adhyatmika doshaha, are all said to be papa doshaha. Adhyatmikaha papa doshaha. The objects which should not be perceived, which are prohibited from seeing or from perception, perceiving. Objects which should not be perceived, which can be avoided without perceiving, which could have been avoided. Object which should not be perceived, which could have been avoided without perceiving, which can be avoided without perceiving, are said to be adhyatmic. We can say adrashtavya vishayaha. So, drashtavya vishayaha, adrashtavya vishayaha. Literally, drashta means which should be choicelessly, helplessly perceived, and which should not be perceived, which should not be, which could, which can be avoided without perceiving. Such objects are said to be adrashtavya vishayaha or adrashta vishayaha. Sometimes you need not go to a place and people tell you not to go there. Still, you go. In spite of knowing it is not appropriate to go there, it's not the right place to go, not the right thing to do, still you go. It's a prohibited. So, adrashtavya means what? Which should not be perceived, which could be avoided, which could have been avoided, which can be avoided without perceiving. Such objects are adrashtavya vishayaha. Anyway, adrashtavya vishayaha, when the object should not be perceived or perceived or enjoyed, naturally, when you involve yourself in prohibited actions, it becomes papam. It causes sin. Therefore, they said adhyatmika doshaha or said papa doshaha. Anyway, whether the defects pertaining to the objects which should not be perceived, thereby the perception of which caused papam, so by such defects also, here Atma had affected. And there are objects which are perceived choicelessly, helplessly, and Atma are affected by their defects also. That we have to understand separately. Whether the prohibited objects, or whether sometimes the prohibited objects we abuse our will, misuse our will, still we perceive the objects, we experience the objects, we enjoy the objects, and still their defects also, their doshas do not affect the Atma. Even though it also incurs, the papam also comes. By such things also, Atma not affected. And sometimes helplessly we happen to experience perceived objects, and Atma are affected by such doshas also. Absolutely, Atma are affected by any doshas. The defects pertaining to the objects which should not be perceived, perception of which cause papam, even by such defects, such doshas, Atma had affected. This adhyatmikaihi papadoshaihi na lipyate. Then, bahyaihi doshaihi na lipyate. So the word adhyatmika papa doshaha Adhyatmikaha papadoshaha means the defects, the doshas pertaining to the objects which should not be perceived. Perception of which causes pain, which causes papam, sin. Adhyatmikaha papadoshaha. Then bahya doshaha means the defects pertaining to associated with objects which are helplessly, choicelessly perceived. Anyway, by all these papadoshehi, adhyatmika papadoshehi, atma nalipyate. When, kada, even when atma is perceiving the objects, or when even atma is there as a surupa of the perceiver, through perception, also by coming in contact, by coming in association with the objects. Samsarga doshehi. Samsarga means what? Coming in contact with the object or association with the objects. Now light is not far from the illumined object. The illuminated sun is not distant from the illumined object. There is always association. Because samsarga dosha. Samsarga doshehi na lipyate. So the perceiver atma being all pervasive, not distant from the perceived objects. Therefore, there is always distanceless association between atma and atma. Distanceless association between sun and the illumined objects. Therefore, sun is not affected by the defects or the attributes of the illumined objects, either by illumining or by remaining in association with the objects. Similarly here, atma also, you are affected by the defects of the objects perceived and perception of the objects, or by remaining in association with the objects, or by having inseparable closeness with the objects. Inseparable closeness with the objects also is not affected by the attributes or the impurities or the defects of the objects. This is the meaning of meaning revealed here. So whatever is the defect, doshaha means defect. What's the defect? The attributes are all looked upon as doshas only. Especially dirty things. So here, talk about only sun. By way of talking about the sun, Atma Swarupam also is implied here. So when it is said, Mutra Purishadi Ashuchi Prakashanena Tad Darshinaha Sarvalokasya Chakshuhu san api na lipyate. In spite of remaining as eye of the entire world, all the eyes, eyes of all the people also, helping the eyes in seeing the objects also, Sun is not, sunlight is not affected by the perceptible objects. I mean, illumined objects and their defects. So, whatever is the defect, whether adhyatmikaha papadoshaha, the defects associated with the objects which should not be perceived, perception of which cause papam, but that also, such doshas also, by such doshas also, sun is not tainted. Then bahyehi, doshehi also. And also, sun is not affected by, tainted by the defects of the objects which are helplessly, choicelessly perceived. Either by illumining or by coming in contact with them or by remaining in distanceless, inseparable association with them also, the sun is not affected by the defects. Also, Atma is not affected by any of the defects pertaining to any of the objects perceptible through any of the sense organs. So whatever is smelt, whatever is tasted, whatever is heard, whatever is seen, whatever is Atma affected by the defects of any of the perceptible objects perceived through any of the sense organs. Without the Atma, there cannot be perceiver. Without the Atma, there cannot be perception. Without the Atma, there cannot be perceived object also. Without the blessing of the Atma, there cannot be doshas pertaining to the perceived objects. Please understand very clearly, there cannot be something called experience of the doshas, defects. You can say limitations, impurities, attributes of the objects. So perceiver, there cannot be perceiver him at all, first of all, without the blessing of the Atma, presence of the Atma. Even perception of the objects also is not possible without the blessing of the Atma. And the perceived objects also cannot be there without the blessing of the Atma. Therefore, the attributes, desirable or undesirable, pleasant or unpleasant, clean or dirty, attributes, impurities, the defects of the objects also do not enjoy existence without the blessing of the Atma. They were all are mithya only. Atma is satyam. Atma in whose presence, because the blessing of whom alone, there is existence of perceiver, existence of perception, and existence of the perceived objects, and existence of the pleasant, unpleasant, dirty, clean, pure, impure attributes of the objects. All are mithya. Therefore, Atma is absolutely untouched by any of these doshas of objects which are helplessly perceived, choicelessly perceived, drashtavya vishayaha, or which should not be perceived, which are prohibited from perceiving, therefore which cause, the perception of which cause sin also. So all those defects of all these percept should be perceived, should not be perceived, helplessly perceived, choicelessly perceived, attributes, doshas of these objects do not, cannot touch or taint the Atma. So also, we can now can say the defects of the objects, all the objects, the defects are not, do not touch the sun, sunlight. Sun is not at all tainted by any of the doshas of any objects. The doshas of the object perceiving which caused the sin, even such defects do not taint the sun. Sun is not tainted by them. Sun is not tainted by the object, defects of the objects which are choicelessly illumined. This is the meaning we have to understand in this particular context. So understand, drashtavya vishaya doshaha, adrashtavya vishaya doshaha, drashtavyanam vishayanam doshaha. Doshas of objects which are perceived choicelessly, helplessly. And the doshas of objects which should not be perceived, perception of which cause papam. These doshas. Okay? All these doshas. By all these doshas, sun is not tainted. What does it mean here? So, no dosha, no defect of any illumined object affects the sunlight. So here we have to understand, Atma is also not affected by any of the defects, any of the doshas. All the doshas in terms of attributes, in terms of dharmas, in terms of impurities, in terms of blemishes, in terms of defects, limitations, all these are associated with the objects of perception only. And objects themselves being independent on the Atma to become the perceived, to become the known. Objects cannot do any harm. Objects cannot taint the Atma. And the defects, of course, defects are also equally mithya. The defects also cannot taint the Atma. This is the meaning given here. Okay. Let me go to the next line. The two things. Sunlight illumines the objects. Sunlight being all pervasive, inseparably, distancelessly, is with every object, illumined object. So, remaining inseparable, distancelessly, by illumining, sun is not affected by any doshas of any of the illumined objects. So, also Atma is not also touched, tainted by any of the defects of the objects because of perception or because of the inseparable distanceless closeness. Okay, next sentence. Next way I'm going to. So here, adrashtavyaha papadoshaha. Or adrishta papadoshaha. Are meant by the word adhyatmikaha papadoshaha. And bahya doshaha refer to the drashtavyaha vishya doshaha. Hope you understood. Have you made it clear or not? You can feel free to text me later if you can't express now. Okay? Till I can clarify it. See, if I have to explain everything in Sanskritam itself, what is given here, I can break, I can make you understand the grammatically, then I can make it very clear. But I do not want to do too much of Sanskritam, make Bhashyam class, Sanskritam class. So attention will be completely taken by Sanskrit grammar and you lose sight of the teaching here. That's why I didn't want to do it. Okay? Okay. Drashtavya Vishaya Doshaha are referred to by, they referred by the Adhyatmika Papa Dosha. Adrashtavya Papa Dosha. Adrashtavya Vishaya Doshaha. Then Drashtavya Vishaya Doshaha referred to by the word Bahya Dosha. I'm sure you understood well. You can still ask me later on, okay? Next. Ekaha San Tatha Sarvabhuta Antaratma Na Lipyate Loka Dukkhena Bahyaha. So, similarly here, Tatha, similarly, Atma being one, there's a second Atma. Secondless, Atma being one and secondless. Atma being one only reality, a secondless reality, being only Satyam, there happens to be, as there is no another thing which enjoys the same order of reality, Atma being all pervasive, obtaining as the innermost self, and this Atma is also not tainted, afflicted by any worldly sorrow. Because Atma is Bahyaha. When you say Atma is Bahyaha, means Atma is distinct, though it is not distant. Atma is the only Satyam, and everything else happens to be Mithya. As Atma and Anatma, they are of two different orders of the same reality. The Mithya, the Anatma belonging to the Mithya order of reality, cannot affect, touch the Atma, the Satyam. Okay, next one. Loko hi avidyaya swatmani adhyasthaya kama karmodbhavam dukkham anubhavati natusa paramarthataha swatmani. It's very interesting. Important sentence. Paramarthataha avidya sva atmani nasti. Absolutely, there is no ignorance on the part of the Atma. Atma has no ignorance. Atma has no ignorance absolutely. Okay. And why there is experience of dukkham? Dukkham anubhavati lokaha. Lokaha dukkham anubhavati. World experiences sorrow. Means what? The people of the world experience sorrow. World experiences sorrow means the people of the world experience sorrow. All the human beings experience sorrow. That's the meaning. Sarve janaha dukkham anubhavanti. That's the meaning. Think slokaha dukkham anubhavati. Why? Why there is, if Atma has no ignorance, Atma is not ignorant. ignorance is not then the part of the Atma, then how there is something called experience of dukkham for all the people? It is said, karma udbhavam dukkham. Sorrow is caused by what? This sorrow is the result, is a result, ordained as a result of a specific action. So karma udbhavam. The result of action alone becomes translated, what now, is in the form of experience of sorrow. Grief, any degree of pain, grief, sadness, sorrow, pain, any degree of pain, sorrow, is experienced as a result of a given action. Result of a given action. So karma means karma phala udbhavam dukkham. Karma phala udbhavam. Therefore, because of the result of an action alone, because of the result alone of a given action, there is dukkham. And why there is an action? Action produces the result. Result is in the form of dukkham. What is why there is action? Action is impelled by desire. Kama karma udbhavam dukkham. Why there is result? Why there is desire? Avidya kama karma. Shankara Bhagavad Pada always reduces everything into three words. Okay? Avidya kama karma. Avidya kama karma, he says. So because of the desire alone, action happens. Desire impels the action. It's not that, that's why it's always said desire is naturally there. Desires are very natural. So many types of desires arise in the minds. You have no control over your desires. You can't give up your desires. You can't undo your desires. It is not sin to have desires. Desires are very natural. And desires can be for anything. Desires are countless number of desires and varieties of desires, various desires for various objects, various things. So these desires alone impel any action, and action produces the result. And the desire action is not in conformity with dharma. Naturally, it results in the experience of pain. Therefore, kama karma udbhavam dukkham. And why this desire? In between ignorance and desire, what is there? Shankara Bhagavad Pada does not mention, but is implied. Even though Shankara Bhagavad Pada does not mention what is in between ignorance and desire, what causes the desire? Desire is naturally there because of the common human fundamental problem of sense of inadequacy centered on I. There's inadequacy on the part of every human being. And then there's so many and all the wrong notions based on the sense of inadequacy centered on I. So erroneous notion one has about oneself, including what? The sense of inadequacy centered on I, there is desire. So the erroneous notion one has about oneself is called ahankara. So ahankara is the cause of asha, desire, kamaha. And why one has erroneous notion about oneself? Because one superimposes the limitations, the problems, the defects, attributes of one's own body, mind, sense complex as what upon oneself. One mistakes the anatma, body, mind, sense complexes problems as one's own problems. This is called adhyaropaha. So adhyaropa is the cause of ahankara. Ahankara is the cause of desire. Erroneous notion one has about oneself is the cause of the desires. And the desire causes the action. Desire impels the action. Action produces the result. When the action is against dharma, then it results in the experience of pain. And why one entertains, why there is mistake? Why the limitations, the attributes, and the defects or the dharmas or the body mind sense complex, anatma superimposed upon the self which is atma? Because one mistakes oneself for the, one mistakes the body mind sense complex as a self. There's erroneous perception of the self, which is called adhyasaha. And it's erroneous self-perception. Why does a person mistake the body mind complex for oneself? Because he does not know what the self is. There is self-ignorance, which is called avidya. Understand? There is naturally uncreated self-ignorance. Is called avidya. And avidya is the mula karanam. Okay? Mula karanam. And samipa karanam is what? Immediate cause is karma. So what is the cause of the sorrow? What makes a person experience sorrow in life? The immediate thing which causes the experience of sorrow is paradha karmaphalam. Karmaphalam, result of the actions. Knowingly or unknowingly, intentionally, unintentionally, somehow some action was done sometime before, we do not know when. The result of such action is what? Alone is in the form of experience of pain. So immediate cause is karma. Karmaphalam. The result of an action impelled by the desire for which erroneous notion one has about the self is the cause. And that is because of the superimposition of limitations of anatma upon the atma. And the superimposition is adhyaropa. Superimposition is because of adhyasa, erroneous self-perception. Mistaking the anatma for the atma is adhyasa. And one mistakes anatma for the atma, one has strong essence in the body, mind, and compass anatma because one does not know one's own self. So the mula karanam, root cause of sorrow is self-ignorance, avidya, ajnanam. And the immediate cause of the suffering is the karma phalam, result of an action. So in between he leaves, okay? Ajnanam, avidya, adhyasaha, adhyaropaha, ahankaraha, asha or kamaha, karma, phalam. This is the order. Understand? So it is said, lokaha hi avidyaya swatmani adhyastaha. Swatmani adhyastaya avidyaya. Now ignorance and against caused problems are all superimposed upon the Atma. Swatmani adhyastaya. What is what? Not only ignorance is superimposed upon the self. Ignorance caused to, ignorance here stands for all the ignorance caused to problems. The superimposition of the limitations, attributes of anatma upon the Atma. Because of the erroneous self-perception. That's why it said, avidyaya swatmani adhyastaya. Because of the superimposition of ignorance, ignorance caused problems upon the Atma. Dukkham is caused by the action. The result, dukkham is in the form of the result of an action impelled by desire. And is what, so all the human beings experience dukkham because of ignorance only. Therefore, Atma does not cause the sorrow, Anatma does not cause the sorrow. Atma has no sorrow, anatma also has not sorrow, but this experience of sorrow is because of this ignorance and superimposition of ignorance and ignorance caused problems upon the atma. So, paramarthataha sa tu na atswatmani. Absolutely, there's neither ignorance or the ignorance caused to problems on the part of the atma. Atma is absolutely free from sorrow, which is caused by ignorance. That's the meaning. Atma is free from ignorance. Atma is free from desires. Atma is free from wrong notions. Atma does not cause the wrong notions. Okay? Atma is free from wrong notions. One has about the self and any wrong notion. Atma is free from all the notions, in fact. Atma is free from deceits. Atma is free from actions. Atma is free from actions. Atma is free from doership. Atma is from enjoyership. Atma does not do any action. So Atma is free from actions, desires, results of actions also. Natu sa paramarthata swatmani. Next he goes ahead. Yatha rajju shukti kosha koshara gaganeshu. Yatha rajju shuktika shukti koshara gaganeshu. Yatha rajju shukti koshara gaganeshu. Sarpa rajata udaka malani na rajvadinam swataha dosha rupani santi. Shankaracharya straight away gives three different examples. Rajjuhu. If you take Rajjuhu, Ukaranta Stilinga Shabdaha. Rajjuhu means what? Rope. Then, we get Shuktikam. Shuktikam means shell. You know the seashell. On the seashore, you will find a lot of shells. On the seashore, we find shells. Those shells are said to be shuktikam here. Don't think any shell means the shells which you find on the seashore. Shuktikam. And ushara. Usharaha. Usharaha. Usharaha means a place without water is called usharaha. In fact, a desert land is usharaha. So rajjuhu, shuktika, ushar. Shukti. You can say shuktika, then usharaha. Your next is gaganam. Gaganam is space. Space also sky. Gaganam or gaganaha. Ubhayalingam, okay? Gaganam, space. Gaganaha, space. Or sky is also gaganaha, gaganam. Okay. No, rajju, shuktika, usharaha, gaganaha. In all of them, sarpa, rajata, udaka, malani. So here, Rajjuhu sarpaha means snake. It is very natural for us to mistake the rope for a snake in a dim light. Where there is dim light, if there's no light at all, you cannot see even the real snake. So there's no way of mistaking something for something. If there's a bright light, you can see the snake rope as a rope. Only in a dim light, it is possible for anyone to mistake something for something. So especially Rajjuhu can mistaken for a snake in a dim light. And what happens? When you mistake the rope for a snake, but the person who perceives the rope as a snake, for him, the rope doesn't exist. The person of wrong, erroneous perception of the snake, in his perception, there's no rope, there's only snake. So when he sees the snake, it causes fear in him. And he's affected by his fear. Even though the person mistakes the rope for a snake, really speaking, there's error in the perception. The snake rope does not cause the fear. Rope does not cause the fear. The snake also, there's no real snake for him to cause the fear, to have the fear. Erroneous perception causes the fear. It is neither the snake cause the fear, nor does the rope cause the fear. Why? Because rope is not a source of fear. Snake, of course, source of fear, but the snake, there's no real snake. Therefore, the snake does not, the cause of the fear is neither the rope. This fear is not caused by the snake also, because there's no real snake. But what is the cause of the fear? What is which causes the fear? The fear is caused by the erroneous perception. Neither the rope nor does the snake cause the fear. The fear is caused by the erroneous perception of the rope, the snake. Okay? Is the cause of the fear. Now, Shuktika. Shuktika means shell. And Rajatam means what? Silver. In a dim light, when you're walking on the seashore, the shell sometimes shines. Or in the bright light also sometimes. The way the shell shines, it looks like silver. So you mistake the shell for silver because this the shining. Mistake the shell for this silver. The mistake also happens. Really speaking, there's no silver. There's only shell. It's erroneous perception. Then Shuktika. Shuktika is actually self. Usharaha. The mirage water. We perceive the mirage water when you drive in the hot sun, hot days, the sunny days, you can see in a dry place, you see as if there is the water, the mirage water. Really speaking, there's no water at all. There's only dry land. Dry land. Usharaha means dry land. Dry earth, dry land is there. But you mistake it for what? Udakam, water, mirage water. You mistake the dry land on a bright sunny day. We mistake the dry land which is shining to be water, mirage water. Udakam. Usharaha is mistaken for the water. Mistake to be the water. Shuktika is mistaken to be silver. And rope is mistaken to be snake, serpent. And also, Gagana. Gaganaha or Gaganam is what? This is space, a sky. Then, Malam. Malam is dirt. Any dirt you see in the sky, you think the sky is dirty. You mistake the clean, untouched sky to be a dirty sky. These are all, he said, Rajju Shuktika Ushara Gaganeshu Sarpa Rajata Udaka Malani Na Rajvadinam Swataha Dosha Rupani Santi. So they are not erroneous forms, wrong forms of, defective forms of this Rajju, etc. Swataha dosha rupani na santi. Na santi. Rajju is not the snake. Shuktika is not silver. Usharaha, dry land, is not water. And Gagam sky is not dirty. Not dirt. When you say mala means dirt. But still, we mistake these for, respectively mistake them for different, something different. Means rope is mistaken to be a snake. Shell is mistaken to be silver. Dry land is mistaken to be water. Sky is mistaken to be dirt. Or dirty. This all is all in our perception. Error is in the perception only. Samsargini viparita buddhi adhyasa nimittat doshavad vibhavyante. So why they seem to be doshavat vibhavyante, they mistaken to be defective. Why? Because of the samsargini viparita buddhi adhyasa nimittat. Only because of the adhyasa. Adhyasa nimittat. Why adhyasa? Viparita buddhi. Samsargini. Samsargaha. Because we associate. Samsargini. Only because of association with respective objects. And it's a viparita buddhi. Viparita buddhi means what? Erroneous notions. Erroneous notion is called viparita buddhi. An erroneous notion results in what? The adhyasa nimittat. Because of the superimposition of the erroneous notions, erroneous notion caused by erroneous perception. Viparita buddhi adhyasa nimittat. Erroneous notion is because of erroneous perception. Therefore, they seem to be defective. they seem to have the problems. Rope has no connection with the snake. Now, because of the erroneous perception of the rope, there is erroneous notion that there is a snake. You do not know what is this rope, that's ignorance of the rope. Because ignorance of the rope, you mistake the rope for a snake. This is erroneous perception of the rope as a snake. Then you have a wrong notion, there is a snake. Wrong notion, there's a snake. And then what happens? That causes the fear, which is the dosha. This dosha is caused by what? The defect, the dosha is caused by the erroneous notion you have about, you have that there is snake. There is erroneous perception of the rope for a snake because of the ignorance of what is this rope. So, Viparita Buddhi Adhyasa Nimittat alone, this now rope absolutely, which is not a source of fear, mistaken to be what now? Doshavat Vibhavyate. It is taken to be the source of fear. Mistaking. Rope is taken to be a source of fear. Activity is not at all a source of fear. Mistaken source of fear. Because of ignorance of what the rope is, it is mistaken to be a rope, a snake. And you have a wrong notion that there is a snake, and which results in the fear. And you mistake it, what now you say that this is the doshavatu, is the cause of the fear, source of the fear. Similarly, there is ignorance of what it is, ignorance of what the shell is. Do not know what the shell is, mistake the shell for the silver. Then there is, it's also adhyasa. It's called now shobhana adhyasa. Something useless shell. Useless means what? I shouldn't say it's not valuable. Shell is not valuable. But you add value to it. Mistake it for silver. That's shobhana adhyasa. When you give more value to something than what it is, what it's worth, it's called shobhana adhyasa. Anyway, that is different topic. Shobhana adhyasa different. Adhyasa different. I don't want to get into that point. But now, understand this. But here, all the possible examples given in the Shastram are given here. Shankara Bhagavatpada in one line. Rajya Shukti Koshara Gaganeshu. Rajya Shuktika Ushara Gaganeshu. Sarpa Rajata Udakamalani. Na rajvadinam swataha dosha rupani santi. They have no defects. But samsargini viparita buddhyadhyasa nimittat doshavat vibhavyante. But they are taken to be having defects. The defect-free things. Rope, Shuktika, Usharaha, Gaganaha, etc., all of them are mistaken to be having defects because of the ignorance of what they are, and you mistake them to be different from what they are. Therefore, then all the defects also, they're taken to be having defects. Mistaken to be having defects. Purely because of the ignorance of what Raju is, what is his Raju, or what Shiktika is, or what Usharaha is, what Gaganaha is. Natat dosheihi tesham lepaha. Tat dosheihi tesham na lepaha. There's no tainting. There's no affect. No, there's no tainting. There's no touch. Lepaha means touching or tainting. Lepanam means applying, touching, tainting. Na lepaha tad doshehi tesham. Really speaking, there's no tainting of any of the respective defects on those objects. Viparita buddhyadhyasa bahyahi te. Purely they, all of them are absolutely free from, distinct from the superimpositions. Caused by erroneous perception. Rajju is free from the defect. Of being even a snake, the source of fear. Viparita buddhi adhyasa bahyahati, they all of them are distinct from the erroneous, the superimpositions, erroneous notions superimposed upon them by the erroneous perceptions. They're free. Not elaborated here. Simply examples are given. How it is very natural for us to mistake one thing for the other. So once the erroneously perceived means erroneous perception results in erroneous notions. And erroneous notions alone cause the problems. Are there any defects? So any given object by itself does not become a source of a defect, become response for any defect. Tatha atmani sarvaha lokaha kriyakaraka palatmakam vijnanam sarparisthaniyam viparita madhyasya tannimittam janma maranadi dukkham anubhavati. Having said that, having given all the examples, which every example needs elaborate explanation, which I'll do in the next class. But let us take only one example, the first example alone. It is Rajju Sarpaha example. When you mistake the rope for a snake, and when you enter in a strong notion that there is a snake, and when you perceive only the snake, then it causes the fear. And to get rid of the fear, you want to undo the snake. The snake cannot be destroyed because there is no real snake. The only way of getting rid of the fear is what? To understand the fact that there is no snake. To understand the fact that there is no snake at all, you need to know what is his rope. Rope, jnanam alone can make you see what is his rope. Only when you see the fact that what is only rope, you have to resolve the erroneously perceived snake in the very rope to free yourself from the hold of the fear caused by the erroneous perception of snake, rope as a snake. The fear is caused by the erroneous perception of the rope as a snake. Rope does not cause any fear. Similarly here, Janma Maranadi Dukkham Anubhavati. The entire world of people experiences the pain, grief in the form of birth. So being birth, death, all these defects, birth, death, old age, etc. All these associated with pain only, suffering only. Once you are born and until death, we have to go through pairs of opposites. So this Janma Maranadi Dukkham Anubhavati, you know, everyone goes through this pain, suffering in terms of birth, death, etc., old age, etc. Why? This because this experience is not because of the Atma, not because of the Anatma, but purely because of mistaking the Anatma for the Atma only contributes for the experience of the pain. Janma Maranadi Dukkha Anubhavaha is because of the erroneous perception. And the erroneous perception is because of the ignorance. Ignorance of this Atma results in erroneous perception of the Atma, Anatma as the Atma. Therefore, when the limitations are superimposed upon the Atma, then there is Dukkham. Janma Maranadi Dukkham Anubhavati Tannimittam. The sorrow is caused by what? Tannimittam means what? Dukkham caused by that. The Dukkham in the form of birth, death, etc., the world experiences, because of the Dukkham caused by what? Caused by that. He said, Kriyakaraka Palatmakam. Kriyakaraka Palatmakam. Kriya means action, and the karaka means accessories involved in performing the actions, doing the actions, and palam means results of actions. All of them are kriyakaraka palatmakam vijnanam. Adhyasya, viparitam adhyasya. Superimposing upon the Atma. How erroneously, falsely, viparitam adhyasya. As a result of which, because of the superimposition alone, having the wrong notions, erroneous notions, and all the people, the entire world, experiences this suffering, grief. Janma Maranadi Dukkham Anubhavati, only caused by the erroneous notion, because of the superimposition of all this. Kriyakaraka Palatmakam. Sarvaha lokaha dukkham anubhavati. Sarvaha lokaha janmaranadi dukkham anubhavati. Why? Atmani kriyakaraka palatmakam viparitam adhyasya. Having falsely superimposed the the knowledge. Superimposed everything. If it knowledge also I know. Knowledge is of buddhi, but I know means what? The knowledge also becomes superimposed. And the knowledge of knowledge pertaining to action, kriya action. Knowledge of actions and karaka, all accessories required for the action, and phalam, results of action, everything. So knowledge pertaining to action, the accessories required for performing actions, the results of actions, having superimposed this upon the Atma. Atmani kriyakaraka phalatmakam vijnanam sarpadisthaniyam, which are as good as this snake. With reference to rope snake example, how snake is superimposed upon the rope, just as snake is superimposed upon the rope, so also sarpadisthaniyam kriyakaraka palatmakam vijnanam atmani viparitam adhyasya. Sure, all this, the knowledge of actions, knowledge pertinent to actions, and the accessories required for performing actions, and the results of actions, all this, which are as good as the snake. It means which are not really there on the part of the Atma. Which are there, but they enjoy the existence in the Atma. Atma does not have them. But they are all superimposed upon what? The Atma. Atmani kriyakaraka palatpakam vijnanam sarpadisthaniyam viparitam adhyasya, having falsely superimposed upon the Atma, as a result of which, having wrong notions, tannimittam, janma maranadi dukkham anubhavati. This again, this needs to be explained. See, the very strong notion. Now, kriya, first kriya vijnanam. I know how to do, what to do. This knowledge of actions. Already you have, the knowledge of action is superimposed upon the Atma. Then I am the doer. I am the doer is again that notion. The notion I am the doer is superimposed upon the Atma. I am the enjoyer, that is superimposed upon the Atma. I am the enjoyer of these results. All this. I am enjoyer of these results, and the doer of this action, and the enjoyer of the result of actions. The actions are performed, or mistakes oneself for the doer. Not only that, and karakani also, all the accessories. All the accessories, you can say, the object of action, instrument of action, instruments of action, instruments of functions. The purpose of all the accessories also mistaken to be superimposed upon the Atma. It is done for my sake. I am doing this action. This action is done by me. By me this action is done. This action is done for me. From me alone it comes, it happens. It is my action. Not only my, I am saying not only action, I am saying everything, all the objects I can say. It is mine. This is how all these are superimposed upon the Atma. Actually, they're all mithya. They're all not really there. They're as good as this snake with reference to the example of this rope snake, open snake. And because of the false, erroneous superimposition alone, ignorance is perception alone, causes this. Erroneous perception results in erroneous notion, which causes the suffering, which causes the pain. Tatha atmani sarvaha lokaha kriyakaraka palatmakam vijnanam sarpadisthaniyam viparitam adhyasya tannimittam janmaranadi dukkham anubhavati. Natu atma sarva lokatma pisan. Even though atma is the only self of the entire world, all the beings, still atma viparita adhyaropa nimittena lipyate loka dukkhena. This atma is not at all touched or tainted or affected by any suffering, any pain caused by the false superimposition of the anatma upon the atma. Even though sarvaloka atma api san, even though atma is the self of all the beings entire world, till atma Natu lipyate, atma had at all tainted, touched, affected by the suffering, the pain, caused by the erroneous superimposition. Erroneous notions caused by erroneous superimpositions. Viparita adhyaropa nimittena loka dukkhena sarva loka atma pisanne atma na lipyate. Even the atma is the only self of all the beings, all the people, all the beings, the entire world, still atma is not at all affected by, touched by the pain caused by the erroneous perceptions. Erroneous superimpositions. Kutaha, why? How atma had affected at all? Bahyaha. Because atma is bahyaha. Bahyaha literally means external. But here, what does it mean? Rajva divateva. Atma is completely distinct. Atma has nothing to do with anatma. Just as snake has nothing, the rope has nothing to do with snake. Rope is nothing to do with snake. Even when the rope, snake is perceived, the rope is there's adhishtanam only for the rope. But for the erroneously perceived snake, rope is adhishtanam. But rope has nothing to do with the snake. Shell has nothing to do with the silver. The dry land has nothing to do with the water, mirage water. Even space, sky has nothing to do with the dirt. Similarly here, atma has nothing to do with anatma. In the sense what? Anatma, from the standpoint of atma, there is no anatma at all. There is only atma. If at all there is anatma, there is only a that anatma belongs to a mithya order of reality. Because the rope is the adhishtanam for the snake. Erroneously perceived snake. So what can the erroneously perceived snake, how can it affect? The erroneously perceived snake cannot affect the rope in any way. Nothing to do with it. Similarly, it's completely distinct. So, Rajvadivadeva, Viparita Buddhi Adhyasa Bahyahahi, saha iti. Therefore, Atma is absolutely distinct from the Anatma Prapancha, which is erroneously superimposed upon the Atma. All the problems and limitations and defects and impurities of the external world of objects superimposed upon the Atma. That Atma is absolutely free from that erroneously superimposed defects of the Anatma. Atma is free from, absolutely free from the defects of the Anatma superimposed upon the Atma. Viparita buddhi adhyasa bahyahahi saha. Therefore, Atma is free, not touched by the suffering of the world caused by the erroneously perceived and superimposed Anatma upon the Atma. This is the literal meaning. So we'll continue in the next class. I'm sure you all have understood the teaching very well, but still you may not be very satisfied with the unfoldment of the Bhashyam because of the words given there. Still, all those examples have been taken separately and explained, which I will do it in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Harihi Om.